Australia is the only country in the world with a national plan to ensure audio-described and captioned movies are available across a wide range of venues. The implementation of this four-year plan is being overseen by the Accessible Cinema Advisory Group, made up of the major cinema chains, the federal government, and consumer groups. Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, a member of this group, joins us today. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, firstly, why is it that we are the only nation to have a plan in place?
There's no real reason for this. It's more just circumstance, I guess. We've had a captioned cinema program going for the best part of a decade with no real improvements, let alone the across-the-board introduction of audio description. And consumers then put mass pressure on Hoyt Village, Event and Reading cinemas by the Australian Human Rights Commission a couple of years ago. And the response by the cinemas was to announce this four-year plan to start up accessible sessions at all their venues.
So it was people power that got this happening?
It certainly helped. There'd been a lot of work in the background prior to this by a number of organisations, and plus the fact that the cinema industry was moving to digital projection at that time. So it also allowed them to introduce closed or personal access systems simultaneously. So a lot of it came down to perfect timing as well.
Mm. So, Ali, why do you think this kind of thing hasn't happened overseas?
It's hard to say, but the US seem to get things happening through litigation more so than we do here. And that's where a person or a group will take the local cinema chain to court. And there have been a couple of chains that have counteracted these claims by announcing their own access plans. And they're either on a state or national basis. But these aren't done in conjunction with other cinemas. It's more that one will announce a plan and others have been following suit. So there are plans in place in the US. There's just not one whole plan across cinema chains and not enough plans yet to cover every single state.
We're in the second year of the rollout plan now, and last time we spoke you mentioned a delay with the audio description system. How's that going?
Well, the delay's been sorted now, which is great, and the cinemas have a catch-up plan in place to ensure that the 19 locations that were only playing captions, they'll also have description installed by the end of June. And from now on, then all the locations that will come on board will have both components installed at the same time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm. Now, with audio description fixed, then can you tell us some of the later cinemas to introduce accessible films?
Yeah, some of the recent ones, we've got Village Cinema locations at Knox and Doncaster in Melbourne. We've also got the Bendigo Cinema Centre, and it's a Village location, it's just branded differently. In Sydney, we've got Event Cinema locations at Hornsby and Burwood, and in Brisbane we have Event Cinemas at Browns Plains, Garden City, which is at Mount Gravatt, and Cairns Central. And there's another 30 or so screens expected by the end of June this year, so if you don't have a nearby accessible cinema location now, chances are you soon will.
I know where those places are in Brisbane and Browns Plains and Mount Gravatt.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Next time you're there.
I'll be up there later this year. I'll go and have a look, I think. Well, the details for these cinemas can be found at www.mediaaccess.org.au, along with information on how to attend an accessible movie. For more information, you can phone Media Access Australia, and Ali in particular, on 02 9212 6242, or you can email info@mediaaccess.org.au. Well, thank you, Ali, for all of that today.
That's all right.
And next time we talk, you'll be telling us about the movies that are audio described on DVD, I'm quite sure.
Most probably.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Ali Woodford, who is a member of the Accessible Cinema Advisory Group, and that is made up, of course, of the major cinema chains, the federal government and consumer groups. So if you would like to know more about that, you can go to the website mediaaccess.org.au, or you can phone 02 9212 6242, or email info@mediaaccess.org.au. And I thank Media Access Australia for supporting this program.